From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law by not properly disclosing payments he received from foreign governments for public engagement. So that's the conclusion of the heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee. The Democratic and Republican leaders spoke to reporters Tuesday after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to General Michael Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. Hear now from Sean Spicer, the White House spokesman.
Everything that he did was prior to coming to this White House. So for us to determine someone else's thing as a consultant.
Today, do you consider that to be a payment from a foreign government?
I'm sorry, if what?
If someone took money from Russia today.
If they were an employee of the White House, absolutely.
Flynn was forced to leave the White House after lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the transition period before President Trump officially took office. Afghanistan's largest television station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province left more than 250 soldiers dead. The reporter also accused authorities of hiding the truth. The Afghan government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of the parliament, informed lawmakers on Sunday that security officials told him the death toll stood at around 131. Government officials privately have insisted that releasing the death toll could undermine the morale of the Afghan army battling a resurgent Taliban. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.